episode 490, July 13th, 2020.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
A f***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
please
are.
Please secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Rob and Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Rob and Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Rob and Joe.
I just got a text from Dr. Gill, Joe. I don't want to brag.
Okay.
Any interest in doing a show on Thursday, July 23rd in Northern Bethesda at a coffee shop that seats 60 outdoors? July 23rd.
Sounds horrible, but I'm sure you'll do it.
And pays, what do you think it pays?
$200.
Yeah, I wish. I'm writing, sounds horrible. I'll do it.
At this point, right? Any gig you have to take.
$100, yeah.
But also, that's probably a cash. You don't have to. It's like it never happened, right?
I would never comp to something like that, but yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, my unemployment. I would never. I would report all the income, Joe.
Well, I think you're safe. I don't think you're getting a bunch of people handing you $100 bills every day.
No, I'm not. I wish. Although, I did just get a grant for $1,000 that.
That's done.
It got passed around on Facebook, and people were like, this isn't real. And then I did it. And 2 days later, in my account, $1,000.
Oh, so all that stuff that you were doing with me, it worked?
I did that for myself first.
Oh, and then you're, oh, and now
I
you're
didn't,
doing it.
I didn't do it for Die Life Productions because now we have the PPP thing we can do.
Right.
With the loan forgiveness, which we're going to, in the process of trying to work that out, which I think that, so, yeah, I'm sort of, you know, giving up on the world at this point. But I feel like, you know, they're probably going to add some money and do some other new stimulus thing. And financially, I'll just survive.
So this thing, and this is new, this thing we're doing for Die Laughing is a loan?
Yeah, they give you payroll protection plan or something.
Right.
But you can apply for loan forgiveness once you get it. So we would get it and then not spend it, just keep it in our account.
Gotcha. And then we apply for loan forgiveness, and if we got it, then we would.
Yes.
And it would never equal the money that we've lost this year for sure, but at least I get it. I get it now.
Well, I could tell you, because I put in what, you know, our expenses, right. And I could tell you what it's how much it's for.
Well, tell it off the air.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, but don't you have to spend it? I don't think you can just keep it in your account. In order to have the forgiveness, you have to spend it.
Well, we prove that we didn't make any money.
No, I understand.
But we can just put it in our own accounts. That's what it would be, right? To spend.
No, but it's supposed to go to payroll.
Yeah, and Joe and I.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, that's who it would go to.
No, I understand. I'm just saying that there are specific rules about how that money has to be spent.
Well, you're right. But, I mean, look, if it doesn't work, we'll just hand it right back whenever it's due. You don't have to make any payments right away.
No, I get it.
So, look, Joe, the accountant said to do it, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. Yeah. So, yeah, no, any money that you can borrow that's basically interest-free, which it essentially is, you want to do.
But anyway. I said that we made $1 million last year.
Oh, sweet.
So the loan is for $533,000.
Nice.
We will make sure that Eric and Tommy and Robbie and everybody gets their cut.
So, we have a very special anniversary coming up next week, guys. We should announce.
What is it?
9 years of the Rob and Joe show.
Get out. Nine years.
Yep. Next Monday, we can celebrate.
Good Lord. All right. That's exciting. So next, we're doing it live, right? Next.
We will be live. I mean, technically, right. The anniversary is the 18th, the end of this week, but that will mark our 9 years of doing the show.
That counts. Can we register somewhere?
Really, 10 years is when you...
You're right.
Send your money to Gramps' Cash App.
Cash App. All right, well, welcome to the show. We have this text string that all of us with DLP are on, and there was about a 30-text thread the other day revolving your cleaning lady.
Yeah. So you didn't really respond to that, did you? Were you just observing, an outside observer?
Yeah, sometimes I feel like everybody's added enough. I don't need to.
Well, it's good because this is a conversation I want to have on the air. Now, I want to start out by saying she was a very nice lady, mm-hmm. The cleaning lady. Robbie, you were on the text as well, right?
Yes, I was following.
Okay.
This is a regular cleaning lady or is it a new person?
Never had her before.
But the same company or just?
Not a company. I think Katie found her on like Facebook.
Okay.
She found her on Facebook Marketplace.
All right.
And I'm going to guess that you were having a deep clean for something we talked about on the bonus show.
Yeah, correct. Right.
Okay,
right. And
right.
The other thing is the house is clean.
You see, I did
it's always
promotion
clean.
There.
My house
nice,
is incredibly clean because my wife is a clean freak.
Through
right?
No effort of you.
So the truth is that even if it's a deep clean, I genuinely believe that it's not the amount of work that you would find in a normal home.
Yeah, you're going from, if you want to get it to 10 out of 10 clean, you're starting at an 8.5.
By the way, the room that you're in right now
is the dirtiest.
It didn't get cleaned. We didn't require that she clean this room. That room over there, that spare bedroom, didn't get cleaned.
Can you imagine if she cleaned this room and something got screwed up? God, Robbie would hunt her down.
That's the thing. I'm like, don't go in there. If you move one cord, then you did something. So you don't even have to deal with it. So 10 a.m. is when she showed up.
What time was she supposed to show up?
10 a.m.
Okay.
Katie was around for, she was going to visit her, she was going to lunch with her, like, grandmother and mother, something mm-hmm. like that. So she was there for, like, an hour, hour and a half. And she's up there the whole time that Katie was here, the first hour and a half, she was cleaning one shower.
Did she have any heavy-duty equipment?
No. I don't think so. As a matter of fact, the shower, it probably is the dirtiest thing in the house because, you know, there's a door that shuts and, you know, there's corners and stuff. Like, it's a shower.
Little
we use
nooks and crannies that you don't always clean.
So she probably treated that with a great deal of respect. And I appreciated that. And it's spotless. She did a great job. But I'm telling you, I remember thinking the amount of time that it took to do that shower, I'm like, I wonder how long she's going to be here.
When you book this, in your mind, how long do you think this should last? 2 hours?
I was thinking 3 hours.
Okay. So 2-3 hours.
Now, people have told me that a lot of times when a team of three, this is my neighbor Ryan told me this, they have cleaners that come in, team of three, it takes them 3 hours. So it's a 9-hour job, I guess. But anyway, I knew I was in a little bit of trouble because she came downstairs to clean the second floor after about 5 hours. Okay.
And so, you're here the whole time.
It's not that I couldn't leave. I had the dog. I didn't want to leave the dog with her and make it uh-huh. the dog her responsibility. You know what I mean? And there's plenty of floors that I can go to watch TV. And I sat out with neighbor Ryan. We smoked a cigar. A little bit later, I went down. He came back. We hung out again. I mean, you know, it's a long time, right? We were.
Uh-huh.
But I remember it was around. We were supposed to go to dinner with her parents, okay? Seaside in Glen Burnie.
Okay.
And we're like, well, what time? So she got a ride here, the cleaning lady. So Katie's like, well, I'll offer her a ride home. So she said, do you mind if I give you a ride home? Lady's like, oh, that's so nice of you, blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool. So we're like, all right, cool. That means, you know, we'll take her. Well, then I started going, well, listen, I'm going to have to go with you because we're going to have to go right to the restaurant after that because she's not even to the bottom floor yet. It was like 6 o'clock.
Was the ride offer to sort of facilitate this ending?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I remember I went down and I go, oh, cool. And I insinuated that she'd be done soon. And then Kate and I went to walk the dog. And she goes, don't do that because I want the whole house cleaned. I don't want you stopping it early. that make sense? So, right. Like, if she has still had a whole nother level to do, she didn't want me to rush her out. But at this point, it's 6 o'clock.
So she's been here
8 hours.
8 hours. It's a full day's work.
Right. So another hour went by.
What are you paying this woman?
We'll get there.
All right.
Another hour went by. And now Katie's like, well, I don't want to drive her home anymore because I'll never make it.
I hate driving at night.
I'll never make it to the restaurant.
Right.
I go, we're not
rude.
We're not making it anyway, right?
You're canceling plans for the whole weekend.
So anyway, so she did. She goes down and she said, hey, I you might as well just go ahead and call your boyfriend to come get you or whatever. Thinking when he got here, that would be it.
Yeah.
Right? Katie's already sitting by the window looking out the window for him to show up. Okay.
Is she dressed, ready to go to dinner?
We're all waiting.
Get your suits on.
So she's downstairs, and I remember I hear the vacuum running, and finally the vacuum goes off, and I go, oh, cool.
Thank God.
Next thing you know, she started it back up, right? I'm like, man.
Missed the spot.
Finally, the guy arrives.
How old are these people?
She's my age.
Okay.
So she's 50.
And he's 29.
I assume he's her age. She's 12. Anyway, so he shows up. They're the nicest people you ever meet. They're nice. But
well, I hope so. They lived here for a day.
Now she's got to get all the bags, all her stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And she puts on her. When she finally got in her car, and Katie said, as soon as she gets in her car and drives away, we're leaving immediately, right?
You're not even trying to hide the fact that.
Well, no, she didn't want them to see us leave because then they would know that. We're waiting for her to leave.
Gotcha.
She didn't want her to know that. Unfortunately, they drove away. We go out there. They're turning around and they forgot something. No, they see us.
Of course.
But I looked at my phone. It said 8:05. So she was actually here for
10 hours and 5 minutes.
Now, by the way, minimum wage. Let me look to make sure that I have this right. Minimum wage in the state of Maryland. Let's see what it is. Minimum.
Is it like 9-10 bucks or something? I don't even know anymore.
It's $10.10 per hour is minimum wage in Maryland.
Okay.
So in order for her to have made minimum wage, she'd have to make more than $100 because she was there for 10 hours.
Seems like a lot of work for
$100. And 5 minutes.
Yeah.
$100, that's what she chose. That's what she charged, $100. So here's the thing.
I would have done it in 4 hours, and you'd have been fine.
We will 100% hire her again. That's true. But we have to plan our day.
Yeah.
No, hey, whatever day this is, it probably has to be a weekday, because then we're home, we're working. What if she was cleaning right now? I wouldn't care.
I take it she didn't have any urgency, because she's not getting paid by the hour. It's a flat rate.
Yeah.
So she has no reason to make it last longer.
No reason at all. If she was done in an hour, she would have got $100.
Yeah.
If she was done in 12 hours, she would have gotten $100. Now, she wanted to do a good job, so we would use her again, which we will, right? Because she's certainly thorough. Here, by the way, she's serious, too. Because Katie's sitting there on the couch, and she goes, do I smell like throw up? I go, what? She goes, smell me. Smell my hair. I go, no. She goes, smell this shirt. No. Smell these pants. No. Next thing you know, that lady goes, sorry, I'm using vinegar. So she's literally inch by inch vinegaring the house. I mean, it's as clean as it could possibly be.
So if you murder someone in this house, you're calling her. She's your Harvey Keitel.
Correct. She's getting it all done, yes.
The wolf.
But, yeah.
Will
now
she come to Virginia?
Here's the thing. I wouldn't send her to you, Robbie. Jeez, you'd be in her house waiting outside. But I doubt she'll go to Virginia. She had to get a ride from Pasadena to here. But the thing is, Katie didn't pay her $100 to clean the house. She paid her $160 to also detail her car.
What? She does both?
Right.
This is such a weird operation.
So she was, but she nailed the first part other than the time or whatever.
Yeah.
But again, I'm okay with knowing that.
But did she detail the car yet?
So she was supposed to come back at 2 the next day and detail the car.
You know, I don't even really know what that means.
Me
detail
either.
A car.
Just clean it. Yeah, yeah. Detail. I guess be meticulous about it.
I guess.
Pay attention to detail. I don't know, but whatever.
We've never had our cars detailed.
It means the inside. It's the parts that wouldn't just get cleaned by driving it through a car wash. All around inside the doors.
But why
the nooks
detail?
And crannies in the gear shift, that kind of thing.
But why the word detail?
Because it's a very detailed cleaning.
Is that true? Because that's what I just said. But I
I think you nailed it.
That's exactly
Joe.
What it means.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's supposed to come back the next day at 2. And Katie's like, I can't do that. I can't have my entire weekend spent watching this lady clean shit that we own. So she said, let's do it during the week. So that lady's going to come back during the week.
Would she be willing to advertise with us on the Rob and Joe show?
I don't think she has the capital to do such a thing. Yeah, but
she does it for a free cleaning.
If anybody lives in this area in Anne Arundel County and you need the most thorough cleaning lady that ever existed, message me on Twitter and I'll give you the information that you need in order to get her.
All right, but it looked clean when I walked in today, so well done. Does she have
what if it didn't?
What if it was so horrible? She have a business name or just her name?
No, she's just a person.
All right, we'll work on that.
Yeah.
Let's take her back. We'll be right back. Rob and Joshua.
Love is in the air. Or is it murder? Die Laughing Productions is back and ready to have some fun at the expense of TV's premier dating reality show, The Bachelor. We proudly present The Final Rose. Contestants vie for the heart of our beautiful bachelorette, but love truly is a battlefield. Before someone can find love and accept the final rose, some unlucky person will take their final breath. The Final Rose stars all of your incredibly lovable Die Laughing Productions performers, and as always, you, the audience. We have roles available for willing volunteers, and everyone will get a chance to solve our most shocking murder ever.
Saturday, September 5th, at Magoobie's Joke House in Timonium. For tickets and more information, visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
The Rob and Joe Show.
So, we're in the midst of the Redskins changing their name. It's official that they're changing it. As of, what is today, July 13th?
I just read that, I didn't realize this. I thought it was already official. I read today, it was made official today that they were changing the name. Did you see that? Hold on.
What I just said, didn't I? Yeah.
No, but it never occurred to me that it wasn't already official that the name was changing. Did you think that there was a chance that the name wasn't going to change?
No, but I think that what I think happened is they planned on announcing the team name today, but they're caught up in trademark issues with somebody who probably, because there's this guy that keeps buying all these trademarks.
Got it. So this says right here, and this is as of 9:03 a.m., it says, Washington NFL team says it will retire Redskins name and logo. And
is new news, right?
Well, you thought you knew it wasn't going to be a Native American profile on the side of the helmet. But what was interesting to me is I saw that and I go, that wasn't already established? It never occurred to me that they hadn't already decided that they were going in a different direction.
Well, it has occurred to me that all these names that are bandied about, I don't really care. I don't particularly like the name Wizards. I don't think Capitals or Nationals is that interesting.
They're not a great names. Your team. You're going to root for them if they're called the Scabs. It doesn't
matter.
I
like that you can shorten them to Caps and Nats. I like that. Yeah. The Wiz. But even if you think about, like when I think about the NFL, there's a lot of bird names. I think Ravens is a cool bird name, and I think Eagles is a cool bird name.
Yeah, Seahawks is a little weird, but.
Seahawks mean Cardinals. Yeah. Falcons, that does nothing. No. Nobody thinks a Seahawk is cool.
No, you're right.
Right?
Falcon's pretty cool.
Okay, a Falcon's better.
A Falcon's cool because it's what's it called? The Pelgrane Falcon is the fastest bird, so that's kind of cool. Eagle would just maul any of these birds.
Falconers, they have that hood on.
I think for all sport, I think Blackhawk is a pretty Blackhawks.
Yeah, and I realize that now that it's my team, but I do think Ravens is a great name.
I think Ravens is a great name.
And you know what else I thought was a great name for a team? And there was no other name like it.
What's that?
The Bullets.
Love the Bullets.
There was not another name like the Bullets. It was just such a great name. Now it's got the fucking the Wizards. It's
dumb. Big drop off.
Yeah, horrible. They should say, you know what? We fucked up.
What about
we're going back to Bullets.
Do you like the idea of the name being tied to something to do with the city? Steelers,
yes.
49ers?
Yes.
Like, Texans to me is a dumb name.
Yeah.
Yeah, Texans is dumb.
I like Cowboys, though.
No imagination.
Cowboys is fine. I mean, you know, yeah, I guess it is a fine name. It's just, I hate the team so much, it's hard for me to separate
that. No, I agree. But Jets, Giants, those do nothing for me.
Patriots is a dumb name.
Browns?
The Browns are a horrible name, yes, because it's a It's a guy who ended up leaving that franchise and starting another.
What's the best non-bird animal name? Tigers, Bengals, Bears,
non-bird.
Lions.
Let me think.
I like Panthers.
Panthers is a good name.
What about, we're going to all sports, what about Timberwolves?
What about the Raptors? Do you like that name?
I love Raptors.
Yeah, that's a good name.
Yeah.
All right, that's it, the Raptors.
The Raptors.
What about the Blue Jackets?
I mean, Orioles, you don't, the O's is fun to say that, but you're not, does it really interest you, the Orioles? I mean, is it any better than a Blue Jay?
No.
Oh, no, Blue Jay would maul an Oriole.
Yeah.
Plus, I've never seen an Oriole.
I'll root for whatever the friggin' team name is. I mean, they're probably going to go something with red. I want the colors to say, if not burgundy and gold, at least red. All DC has red, all the teams. That's all I really care about.
Hey, I have a question for you real quick. Shoot. Sorry.
No, we're done with that topic.
Speaking of football, it isn't sports. It's an argument now I'm going to be in with Mickey Coachella.
Oh, okay. Boy.
So Derek Mason was left off the All-Ravens team. The 25-year team. They just, it was a fan vote. By the way, only 8,000 people voted. So it doesn't mean anything, right? The press didn't do it. The executives from the team didn't do it. It's got nothing to do with former players. 8,000 fans, some of which probably voted multiple times. That's who chose.
There's two wide receiver spots?
There's two wide receiver spots, and that went to Anquan Boldin and Steve Smith Sr., okay?
What?
I know. So Derek Mason, who was number one on the Ravens in career receptions, number one on the Ravens in career yards. He has the most 1,000-yard seasons in the history of the team. He has the most 50-plus catch seasons in the history of the team. He was left off. All real Ravens fans, anybody who knows the game, is defending this guy. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, that's ridiculous. Why would you leave this guy off the team? It doesn't make any sense.
Steve Smith is a Carolina Panther. That's
and he's what... only was only here for right. 8 years. Yeah. But it doesn't matter. But Derek Mason then comes and tweets, some people are just so ungrateful. It's crazy how you can clearly be the best wide receiver in two franchises' histories, but still get no respect. I feel like Rodman and Rodney Dangerfield rolled into one. Numbers don't lie. Hashtag alpha dog. So that's what Derek Mason says. And all I said was, hey, he's correct, but this is a bad look, in my opinion. Let us say it for you.
Right.
You know, be humble. Everybody's arguing on your behalf. Why are you doing it? Mickey comes in. I thought earlier today or yesterday you tweeted something about sticking up for yourself. That's all he's doing. I don't think it's a bad look at all. I think it's what you do when you're right. What? Where is that fucking coming from? No, listen. First of all, this is not life or death.
No, it's,
you know what I mean?
It's not a real thing.
There's things that we talked about. What I said and what he's referring to is me saying, don't say you're sorry when you're not.
Right.
Stand up for your beliefs. Well, this is a popularity contest that he happened to lose and that other people who know the game are defending. Let that happen. You don't look humble. There's no distinction between
those. And it's not a Pro Bowl vote where you could actually have that tied to your contract, where there could be a tangible reason.
It's been
for you
a decade since he's played.
Yes.
Yeah, none of that. Obviously, look, there's a way that he could sit back. Hey, the people that think that the people that voted for Steve Smith Sr. and Anquan Boldin, and they're seeing this, you think they're saying, oh, wait a minute, maybe we didn't appropriately address that position. But if these other people are going, hey, you're an idiot, I'm the best guy that there was, you're like, well, fuck that guy, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, you know, be humble, right?
Who did they have as the quarterback?
That's another. So the positions of contention, there's some that you can be like, meh, about, right? Like Matt Burke won over, Flynn. Doesn't matter.
Who's the running back? Jamal Lewis?
Jamal Lewis, right. Mm-hmm. Jamal Lewis ran for 2,000 yards 1 year. Anyway, the quarterback was Lamar Jackson. So that's not correct. It's not correct.
Right.
But you know what Joe Flacco said?
He didn't give a shit about
it. No, he doesn't. It doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't matter what these handful of people had to say, right? But anyway, it's not my issue. Isn't that Derek Mason's wrong? He's 100% right. It's like, hey, man, you know.
But he makes him He could have just been getting the love of everybody saying he's right versus
wouldn't
him.
You, I'd rather have
yes,
that.
Right.
Now I would never say a word now at this point.
Right.
Like, what are you taking shots at people for?
By the way, fact that he acts that mad about it makes it him look worse.
Right. Of, like, of course. Everybody yeah. knows that, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, anyway. What a fucking piece of shit. No, that's, I don't feel that strongly
yes.
about it.
Did Hayden Hurst like that? Because he's been liking all your tweets.
No.
Former Raven, now Atlanta Falcon, Robbie's favorite bird.
No, but I got very upset because he was on a bust list.
Okay? Oh, yeah. You did get upset at that.
Well, it's just, how. What are you calling a bust? Okay? A bust is not somebody who's extremely productive when healthy, but they were lucky enough to draft a top five tight end in the third round.
Now we're getting into real sports.
What are you supposed to do, right? Then, at the end of his second season, they trade him for a second pick that allows him to get J.K. Dobbins. That matters because now that he has value as a player to be on a rookie contract for two more years. A bust is a guy who has no value at the end. Obviously, you drafted him too high. You can make an argument that he was drafted too high. I'm not going to say
that. But they got a lot back for him.
They got a ton back for him, and they got production from him. So it's got to be a stretch to get there with him.
Robbie, real quick, you said earlier off the air that you had a favorite sports team name. Is it the Eagles?
No, it's the Ravens.
Okay.
I mean, by
I thought
far,
it was because of your music
it's cool
choice.
Bird. Mm-hmm. I love the Edgar Allan Poe Association because we grew up reading those stories and those
yeah.
poems. And it's just, I don't know if you guys remember, but there was a previous bid for a Baltimore expansion team. And they were going to name it the Bombers.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, what a fucking shit name that is. Of course the name is going to be the Ravens.
Right.
And then when it turned out the Browns moved to Baltimore and they named it the Ravens, I was like, thank God that other fucking expansion team didn't happen.
So what's happening with Joe? You're claiming that Robbie is liking...
Robbie's trolling me.
Trolling
on
you by
as
going
me.
Back and forth.
As me.
Okay.
He trolls me as me.
Explain.
Okay. Well, here's what he does. It makes me nuts, okay? So I do this a lot on social media where I take up something subjective. I make it an absolute. Obviously, I'm half tongue-in-cheek, right?
Right.
But basically, I tweeted out that the album Moondance, which is my favorite album of all time by the great Van Morrison.
Uh-huh.
It has three all-timers on it.
I think it has more than that. What are you not including? Caravan?
Because oh,
that's played in The Last Waltz, and then It Stoned Me? What's the Into the Mystic?
That's my favorite one on that album.
Moondance?
I'm not sure. There were some that I was unfamiliar with.
Okay, but anyway, the point is, it's an outstanding album.
It is.
And I go something to the effect of the greatest album of all time is Moondance. Tell me what you think is better so I can tell you why you're wrong. Okay,
yeah,
it's a joke.
It's classic joke.
Okay, right. And then people are really saying some great albums, Pet Sounds, you know, Robbie wrote Hotel California, whatever.
Obviously, you will allow for other opinions.
Of course,
yes,
right, I will. Well, somebody writes ABBA, okay?
Okay.
Now, ABBA is a joke. Right? And I wrote
I like
it.
ABBA.
Of course, ABBA's fine. They're not, it's not better than Van Morrison,
right?
Chiquita or whatever the name of that's not better than Mamma Mia's not better than Into the Mystic. I don't, you know, everybody
right.
knows this. Anyway, so Robbie then goes in as the Robin Joe Show and likes that comment. Okay? So I'm like, all right, okay, that's fine.
That wasn't me. Yeah.
Then Robbie comes in with his own albums that are better.
Okay.
He says Hotel California. Hotel California is a great album,
sure.
right? He was splitting hairs, whatever. Then he says, he said Abbey Road.
Okay.
All right, whatever. That's fine. I mean, I'm not going to, whatever. Then he says Against the Wind by Bob Seger.
Okay.
Okay. And that album is important to Robbie and I, but it's not even in the same stratosphere as Moondance, right? But
okay.
it's an album that has a lot to do with our growing up and what we listen to and what we were exposed to. So that, just for Robbie to say that, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why it's in there, right? I assume, right, Robbie? I mean, that's probably
yeah,
okay.
Those were all directed at you.
Right. So then I can't remember what I said, but then all of a sudden now I'm in it. I go, well, that's the
what
one is ridiculous
said.
Or whatever.
Right.
I go, Abbey Road's not even the best Beatles album.
Right.
Now, after I say that, Robbie then goes back as the Robin Joe Show and likes his own comment. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's now like, oh, I'm supporting.
It's two on one.
Myself. Right. I have to defeat myself and Robbie in order to...
I should have chimed in, Robbie, and been on your side.
Let me just say that first thing, of course, I was just trolling him. And then I doubled down when Joe said, well, Abbey Road isn't even the best Beatles album. And I said, yeah, I didn't have to pick the best Beatles album to beat Moondance.
You know, that's one of the things that always frustrates me. Because what I always do, like when somebody says songs in the key of life and they say these things, the last thing I'm going to do is shit on these great albums. Right. You know what I mean? I never do it, right? Because it's almost like one of the things that makes me crazy is when I hear, like, you know, LeBron and Jordan, that's the big one, right? Where you're talking about two just transcendent players, okay?
Yes.
These guys, they're just the two best that ever played, in my opinion, and Wilt, the three best that ever played. But the people that are pro Jordan, they'll act like LeBron is Liddell Eccles.
So right,
it makes me crazy. So as soon as I read some of this stuff, I'm always very complimentary of the things that I read. Ab is the only thing that I didn't treat seriously, right?
But it's more important to you to not sound like an idiot.
Not sound like a dick. That's
or
the other
dick.
Thing, right?
Yes.
And another thing Robbie did was Robbie went in as the Robin Joe Show. I have to go back and go, just so you'll know, that's not us. What was that, Robbie? Do you remember what that was?
Yeah, that's basically what you said. But all I did was just like our series of comments. That whole series, I didn't like just like my comments. I liked that whole series of our exchange because it was funny to me. And then I went and liked the ABBA comment because I thought that would be funny too.
But there wasn't something that you said that I had to say, hey, just so you'll know, this is not, because you know, Robbie will go in and.
I did. Somebody had named an album. Oh, I know. It was The Clash, London Calling. And I wrote no.
Right. And it's an all timer, right? Rudy
right.
Don't Fail, Train in Vain, London Calling. I mean, they're just great. It's just banger after banger on that, and also a very important album. So I don't want to be disrespectful to somebody that says that. You know, there's a lot of lists that have London Calling above Moondance. Right. So I would never be that. And then, of course, Robbie comes in by the way, you know who the only name that, of the three people that are talking that's not on that Twitter page, that Twitter account?
Who's that?
Robbie.
Yes.
He's the only one not on there. So now he's coming in and going, go fuck yourself to people that are participating in what I'm doing. So now I'm going to be like, no, you have to.
Well, remember, he wanted our show to be called, what was it, Jerks or something?
Yeah. What was that? I don't even remember that. What's that?
Remember our original name of our show was like.
The Dicks.
What was it, Robbie? It was
the
combining
Dixie
our
Dicks.
Names. To...
Yeah, what was it, Robbie?
JRX.
Oh, yeah, Jerks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, we wouldn't have hit 9 years.
It's funny because on JSS, Justin Scott and Spiegel, mm-hmm. they used to do these promos like, these guys are fucking idiots, 98 Rock.
Right.
And Johnson eventually was like, hey, I don't want to be called that.
Right.
So can you do things that are funny or build us up? I don't want to be, these morons can't get laid,
yeah,
98 Rock. Right. At some point,
some
you
point
don't want to be
go the
viewed
other
that way.
Way.
Right.
Right. let's take a break. We'll wrap this up. Jerks, Rob and Joe Show.
Rob's new album is now available for download. Comedy for the Quarantine.
You say an hour. Foreplay. I know, I understand. He doesn't have that much foreplay in him. This guy, he's got like three moves. He fucking does them in reverse and then six, but it's really the same fucking move. You know, he was doing left to right to left. It's fucking, what's he? Yeah. He's drinking White Claw. He's giving up. I mean, the fucking guy is just giving up on life. He stopped trying. He's like, do you have a cucumber, berry, grape, seltzer water with one calorie that if I drink 17, I can still drive legally? Do you have that? I'd like to get a bucket of that, please. Yes. You took a DNA test and you're 100% basic bitch, okay? They are good as shit, though. They're fucking tasty. All right. You can drive a school bus legally. It doesn't fucking matter.
All proceeds go to the Rob Mayer Relief Fund. Please visit robmayer.com for more info. The cheer you need is here, just in time. Comedy for the Quarantine.
You could use the laughs. I could use the money.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
So, Tawana bought this sort of card game. It's not a card game. It's a question game with, you know, you're supposed to see if, what's the one thing that I, I buy too much of or something. I say candles and
she has to match your answer.
Well, no, we're just it's just reading these questions just to have conversation.
Gotcha, okay.
It's just some dumb thing. And she goes, so I'm going to answer for her. She's going to answer for me. So the question was, what was of all the people we know, who would she most like to be your neighbor? I said, well, you want your niece Jasmine to be your neighbor.
Right.
Who do you think I said?
It's the person that she thinks you want to be your neighbor.
Well, I gave the answer. So
I'm not understanding because if you already think it's her niece.
No. That's who she wants. Her,
oh, I see.
Who do I, of all the people I know, if I could pick to have one person that I know to be my neighbor, who would I pick?
Huh. O.J. Simpson. No,
no.
That's from episode one.
Yes.
Is it me?
It is not you.
Okay.
You're a good choice, though.
Yeah, that's dumb because you could walk right next door to the studio.
Yeah.
Well, no. Well, the idea is that I'm over here a lot and I see you.
Right.
Is the house next door for sale, Rob?
Yes, this is actually going to happen. All right. Let me think.
Who do we know that would be fun to be neighbors with?
Eric Woodworth?
Yes.
Okay, it's Eric. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, he would be a good neighbor.
Right?
Yeah, because he's constantly setting off fireworks.
Right, yes. He's rollerblading shirtless. The things I like in a neighbor.
Yeah, no, you're
He'll probably help you fix things that you don't know how to do. He probably knows something to do with that.
He'd come over and hide your air fryer.
He would do that. He'd constantly be messing with you.
Have we?
He's always got alcohol at hand.
We need to start, we talked about it, but we need to start asking to see who's going to fill in for me in 2 weeks.
We do.
Have you had any conversations with anybody?
I have it. Diana Barrett, from fan of the show, she says she wants Justin, who she calls Sweet Tits.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
How about Dr. Gill? Is he available?
Yeah, I think Dr. Gill's a fine choice.
By the way, my father, we talked last week about him coming over here and recording.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, what's happened with that?
Nothing. I mean, he's probably afraid to ask now, right?
No, I calmed him down.
Okay.
So you calmed him down. Was he upset?
No. I just got him to not worry about it anymore.
Yeah, right. And the other thing, I already said this, is that he needs no notice, which is important. I want to make sure that that's part of the equation. So, but still, he's going to get a couple days' notice.
Well, we need Gramps to get over here and record our stuff for our September murder mystery. So that's getting closer.
Yeah.
September 5th. Oh, just announced also September 4th, Justin Schlegel headlining Magoobie's Joke House.
Oh, we're there the next day?
Yeah.
Cool.
8 p.m. each night.
Do you know how many can sit in there right now?
I think they can max out at about 150 to 170.
All right.
So that's what we'll shoot for.
Yeah, I'd like to get 170 in there.
Yeah, that would be nice. Brand new murder mystery, The Final Rose. I got an update on my Dry Bar comedy special.
Oh, let's hear it.
Well, originally, I shot this thing in November, and then I believe the original release date was March. Then that got moved to May, and then they said, receive a copy of your edit early July, out by mid or late July. And then I emailed right in early July, and they said, COVID has pushed everything back. Because they're not shooting anything new, so the timeline of releasing things, obviously they got to stagger it.
Right.
So, all right. So they go, it'll come out mid-September. Okay. But then out of nowhere, I get an email that your edit's ready to view. So.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Are you happy with it?
Yeah, I'm very happy. There's the joke that I close on, which did really well. They didn't close on that. They closed on the joke before. So I just emailed back wondering why, because it didn't seem.
It would have looked better if you had closed on your actual closer.
Yeah, and the closer destroyed.
You also say goodnight. You also say goodnight after.
Well, they edit to me saying
goodnight, gotcha.
Goodbye. So, but.
What joke did you close on?
It's about I love football, and whenever I told my girlfriend I love football. Women always do this. She's like, oh, yeah, what if you're watching the game and I walk in front of the team naked? And I'm like, well, is this a playoff game?
Yeah.
Is this a bowl game?
Is it because it's naked? Do you think
no,
it's
because
too...
Maybe. And then I say, no guy would do that. What if you're watching HGTV and I walk in front of you naked? Are you going to love it or list it? And she always lists it. And then that's the joke that the guy said that my mother would like your comedy at that one show in D.C. a few months ago. But
That's not a compliment, by
No, it's not. It's not. But there's like 45 seconds of crowd work in the middle that doesn't go anywhere that I was like, they don't even need that in there. They could have just took that out and put this in. But it's I'm being picky because everything does really well and it looks good. And so I assume that it'll be out sooner than September if they've already completed it or it's 95% done.
Hell yeah. And then that's new revenue, right?
On the back end, it'll take a while to accumulate that. But they're up to, you know, a million friggin' or 5 million Facebook followers, a million subscribers on YouTube. I mean, the app. I mean, anything they put out gets you 300,000-400,000 views.
Oh, hell yeah.
Just like that. So, but yeah, when it's officially out, I will be pestering people. It'll be, you can rent it for $1. You can tip it then. You can just download the app for free and watch it for free.
Oh, I'll definitely. I'm not going to download the app for free and watch it for free. I'm going to pay.
Or you can do that, too. Or you can watch it on
Facebook.
I'm going to
give $1. You know, I'll just give you the dollar.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I don't have it on me.
So, yeah, I'm excited about it. So, all right. I guess we're done here, right? Anything else to talk about?
No, that's all I have. I don't have anything else.
Robbie?
Listen to the bonus show.
Yeah, we have a...
We have a whole story that begins and ends because we did it over a two-week period of time.
And a cliffhanger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a real, yeah. It's juicy.
If you care about Mike Chamberlain, you should listen to the bonus show.
All right, check it out. Later, guys.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.